real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. What are three irrefutable fundamental principles about prayer? We're in the book of Matthew chapter 20. And remember, there's these two guys that are blind on the side of the road who've heard about Jesus of Nazareth. He's just come out of Jericho. There's huge crowds following him. And they call upon Jesus, knowing indeed that he can take away their blindness. Now, we pick up verse 31, and this is what it says. The crowd rebuked them. We talked about that yesterday, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." Now, there's three things that I want to talk about. First of all, Jesus knew what these guys needed. Some people would say, well, he was in the state of humiliation and he didn't always choose to use the power he had as God. And maybe because according to his human nature, he really didn't know. Well, he probably did. Now, remember, this is a little footnote to that. We talk about the two natures of Christ. He's both God and man. And when he walked the face of this earth, he didn't always use the power that he had as God. Was this one of those times? Could have been. So did he know? He probably did. Secondly, they were specific in asking what they wanted. And Jesus tells us, be sure that you ask. Jesus says here, what would you like me to do for you? In other words, he wanted them to ask. And thirdly, they were specific in what they asked. Now think about that. Here's three fundamental principles we need to understand about prayer. Number one, God knows, Jesus knows what we need before we even ask it. But he still encourages us, principle number two, to ask what we need in life, whether it's material, relational, financial, spiritual, whatever it is, to be specific about it. And number three, to come before him, as we said in number two, to come before him and ask. And number three, to be specific about what you're asking in prayer. These guys in this text were very specific. They didn't talk about the weather. They didn't talk about their family. They didn't talk about their leprosy or whatever it is that they might have otherwise had. And we have no evidence that that was the case. They were very specific. They wanted to see. And so they said, "Lord, we want to see." And remember, they were just bombarding the throne of Jesus, basically. And remember, the crowd was saying, "Shut up, shut up, shut up, leave him alone." And they said, "No, we're going to be persistent in prayer." And that's exactly what they did. Now, here's those three principles applied to your life. Number one, Jesus probably knows what you need before you even ask. But number two, be sure to ask. Even though he knows, he wants you to ask. It's interesting here that Jesus said to these guys, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I love that. It's not like he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" "What do you want me to do for you?" "I'm here to help." That's the way we can approach Jesus. He's all ears. He wants to listen. He already knows what we need, but he wants us to ask. And finally, number three, be specific regarding your request to the Lord Jesus. What is it exactly that you need? Now, let me give you an example of that. As many of you know, I'm a part-time permanent pastor at Mount Hope Lutheran Church in Boulder, Colorado. And every Sunday morning on my way to church, I pray. It's a 30-minute drive. I pray for specific things about the service. First of all, I pray that the people would be receptive to the message. Secondly, I pray that everybody would get there safely. Thirdly, I pray, and I'm sure you do too at your church, I pray for our technology, that everything would work. I pray that the Lord would bless our praise team and use them mightily to facilitate worship. And I pray that the Lord would bless my message and that I'd have the ability to think clearly of what I've written down and what's in my outline. And I have a tendency to get tongue-tied, that I don't get tongue-tied too much. I do it every service. But I don't get too tongue-tied, that I don't get in the way of what the Lord wants to speak through me, that people would be receptive to that message and would apply it to their lives and carry out what the Lord is saying through his word. These are specific things I pray on my way to church. So here's the point. Be specific about what you are asking the Lord to do. Don't just say, "Lord, bless my day." Talk about your day with the Lord. What are you going to be doing? Are you going to have a tough meeting? Are you going to watch your kids' ball game? Do you and your husband or wife need to have a kind of a frank discussion about things going on in your life. Pray about the specifics of your day. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Now, remember, these guys said, we want to see. They were very specific. And Jesus humbly asked them, what do you want me to do for you? He does the very same thing for you guys in prayer. So know that he already knows. Don't hesitate to ask and be specific in your prayer life. Okay? So there's some homework for you to do regarding your prayer life. I hope this was helpful. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.